Part 19, Chapter 1. Brown Limper Staffer chaired the council meeting in a black mood. There they sat before the raised platform in the Capitol room, wrangling, disputing him, the senior councilman of the planet, objecting to his measures. That black fellow from Africa. That yellow creature from Asia. That tan idiot from South America. That dull, bull-headed brute from Europe. Ugh. Didn't they realize he was doing the very best things that could be done for man? And wasn't he, Brown Limper Staffer, now representing 5 tribes since the Brigantes had come, and he was indeed Senior Mayor America? They were disputing the cost and contract terms of hiring the Brigantes, of all things. The planet needed a defense force, and these clauses that he had so painstakingly sorted out, spending his valuable time hour after hour with that General Smith, were all necessary. Senior Mayor Africa was challenging the pay. He was saying that 100 credits per Brigante per day was excessive, that even council members only got 5 credits a day, and that if they spread credits around this way, they would make them worthless. Wrangle, taking up picky and unimportant points. Brown Limper had been making good progress. He had the council whittled down to 5 now, but it certainly looked like 4 too many. He cudgeled his brains as to how to solve this dilemma. Driven by Lars out to the Brigantes suburb of the city that day, it is true he had been taken a bit aback by what the Brigante women were doing, right in the streets, and with no clothes on at any time. But General Smith, during their conference, had said they were just frolicking. Coming back, Lars had been talking about that wonderful military leader of ancient times named Bitter? No. Hitler? Yes, Hitler. How he had been a champion of racial purity and moral uprightness. Racial purity didn't seem very interesting, but moral uprightness had caught Brown Limper's attention. His father had always been a champion of it. Sitting there, listening to these endless arguments and objections, he recalled a conversation, purely social, he had had with that friendly creature, Turl. It had been on the subject of leverage. If one had leverage, one could do pretty well what he pleased. Sound philosophy. Brown Limper had grasped that. He truly hoped Turl thought him an apt pupil, for he was very happy to have his friendship and help. He sure didn't have any leverage on this council. He tried to think of some way he could maneuver them into appointing himself and a secretary as the sole authority for the planet. He couldn't quite come up with anything, and he pondered other things Turl had said. Good, down-to-earth advice. Something about it being the right thing to do to pass a law and then arrest the violators or use their violations as leverage. Something like that. It came to him in a flash. He rapped for silence.
We will table the resolution to accept the Brigante contract for now,
said Brown Limper in his best voice of authority. They quieted down, and Asia folded his robes with a gesture of... what was that? Defiance? Well, he'd take care of him.
I have another measure. It has to do with morality.
And he proceeded to make a speech about morality being the backbone of all societies, and that officials must be honest and true, and that their conduct must be beyond reproach, and that they must not be discovered in any scandalous situations or circumstances. It went down rather well. They were all reasonably honest men, and they saw that official conduct should also be moral, even though their different moral codes varied. They unanimously passed the offered resolution that scandalous official conduct should result in removal from post of any offender. They felt very upright about it. At least they had gotten one resolution passed. They adjourned. Back in his office, Brown Limper reviewed some data with Lars about button cameras. Lars had some knowledge of them. Yes, he thought Turl could tell him where some were in the compound. The following morning, when all the officials were out of their rooms at the hotel, Lars, in the name of decency, put some button cameras in unsuspected places in rooms and connected them to automatic picto recorders. The following night, Brown Limper had a very confidential meeting with General Smith. As a result, a dozen of the better-looking Briganti women were employed at the hotel in various capacities by the manager, who was short of help, and who agreed that such good-looking women should be in posts that directly contacted his guests to make their stay more comfortable. The evening after that, Turl thought Brown's measures were very wise and said he was proud of him to have thought of it all on his own. Brown Limper was very pleased, and he went back to his office to work late at night assembling the steps of his plans. Notable among them were charges to bring against Johnny Goodboy Tyler when Brown Limper at last had a free hand. The list of charges were getting pretty long, and punishment was overdue.